Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, the biggest news stories of the day, all in one segment of the show. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
New economic data shows that inflation was up 3.7% from a year ago. The cost of gasoline playing a major role, as well as services like childcare and healthcare.
Moody's Analytics estimates the typical American household is spending $235 more a month to buy the same goods and services as they did a year ago due to inflation, and $733 more than they did 2 years ago.
Could a government shutdown make these numbers worse for Americans?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we all know that the government shutdown's not a good idea, but I also think part of what this is caused by is all of the money that's been flooded into the American economy. The printing of money is a big part of the problem, and I think that it needs to dry up. I think spending is the big issue for the government. So the threat of the shutdown has got to be because the economy needs to be strengthened by less spending from the federal government. Things need to be cut. Programs need to be reduced. We can't ignore the debt. I'll give you an example as far as inflation goes. How many people now are saddled with huge credit card debt? In the end, that debt has to be paid. The fact that it was necessary in some people's minds to keep your head afloat, all that can be real. But if you don't rein in the spending, you're never getting out of debt. And at some point, those debts come due. And it's critical that we do it because it could be tragic if we don't pay it sooner rather than later.
Yesterday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. This morning, he explained what they are looking for.
We don't have any of the credit card statements from all the credit cards from this shell companies. We don't have the president's bank statements. We don't have Hunter Biden's bank statements. Providing information like that would answer the question.
Is there merit for this impeachment inquiry?
I think so. I think there's merit for the inquiry. I'm not saying there's merit for impeachment, but there is enough evidence there just from the president's own words that are contradicted by facts that there's an investigation that's warranted. Now, whether it leads anywhere, I don't know. Is it going to be political? Absolutely. Is it going to be distracting? Absolutely. But it's going to happen. The Democrats do it to Republicans. Republicans now do it to Democrats. I wish it would end. No one should be surprised. Let's do the inquiry. Show the American people the evidence that's there. Americans are smart, and Americans can decide based on the merit of information in front of them. Let's see what that information is, and then we all can judge whether or not there's corruption at the highest level. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time. We catch you up on the big headlines.
The clock is ticking for Detroit's big three automakers to ink a new labor contract and avoid a work stoppage that could be very costly to the U.S. economy. United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fine says that the companies are leaving workers with scraps.
These corporations have made $250 billion in the last decade, $21 billion in the last 6 months alone. The price of vehicles went up 30% in the last 4 years. CEO pay went up 40% in the last 4 years. Worker pay went up 6%.
Is the UAW strike justified?
I think that there's to justify a strike is not for me to say. I'm not involved in this. But I do think that when you look at the situation, where are the American people going to fall on this? Because to say that they're getting scraps is not necessarily true. They make a good living in the UAW. And I mean that respectfully. Does that mean that it's fair based on what you're paying your management people? That's another thing. Look at NFL players. NFL players make hundreds of millions of dollars if you're a superstar on that team. That doesn't mean that the CEOs don't make a ton of money as well. It's all relative. Now, whether or not the American economy can withstand it, if it damages the other American people so that workers can get a little bit more money, we're going to see where the American people fall on this. I don't know whether or not it's justified, but I do know that they're not making scraps. They make a pretty good living.
Senator Mitt Romney announced today that he would not seek re-election in 2024. In a video release, Senator Romney cites an interesting reason as to why he is bowing out.
I've spent my last 25 years in public service of one kind or another. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders. They're the ones that need to make the decisions that will shape the world they will be living in.
Should more politicians follow his lead?
Yeah. Yeah. And not only should they follow the lead and say that it's time for a new generation, fresh blood and new ideas, we should be fostering those people. We should be mentoring those people. How many times have I given that speech that here we are in a society where everybody grabs onto power and they don't want to let go when it comes to this stuff? I just mentioned the NFL a few moments ago. The NFL, it's done by force. You got the draft with new blood coming in every single year. And as players get a bit older and they lose a step, they either retire or they get pushed out. Why? Because the standard in the NFL is excellence. Now, can people do the job longer and still be at a very high level in public service? Absolutely they can. But we've got to have a system where in order to keep it healthy, we're doing a better job of mentoring the next generation, because just like the senator said, they'll be living in a world that he won't be probably. And I think the same thing for me. As in leadership roles, I'm not going to be living in the world. You decide what path you want to go down. You got to live with it. And I think it's a smart thing to do. You know, I didn't always agree, and I don't always agree with a lot of things that Mitt Romney says or does, but I think that that is a great way to show and lead from the front. Now let's see who it is that steps into that position. That's going to be a key. Are you going to get more of the same, or are you truly going to get new people and fresh ideas? Great question.